The Public News Service Daily Newscast for July 15, 2021. I'm Mike Moen. Buffalo and New York City are among the U.S. sites where demonstrators are gathering this week to convince Germany's leader to reconsider her position on COVID-19 vaccine patents. German Chancellor Angela Merkel meets with President Joe Biden today. Trade groups want to capture her attention by calling for a waiver of trade-related intellectual property rights, or TRIPS, for the vaccines that would allow greater access for developing countries. The U.S. supports it, but Germany remains opposed. George Kimball, New York director of the Citizens Trade Campaign, says this is a big opportunity to pressure a world leader to do the right thing.
Based on the CDC and the World Health Organization, there needs to be 15 to 20 billion vaccines produced to vaccinate the world. And Pfizer, Moderna, J&J don't have that capacity. So we have to, share the technology.
For its part, Germany cites factors such as quality control and manufacturing supply in not advancing the waiver. The demonstrations come the same week the global death toll from COVID-19 has surpassed 4 million. The first payments from the extended child tax credit will hit most families' bank accounts today, providing much-needed relief for some households as they recover from the pandemic. Suzanne Potter has reaction from Nevada.
More than 475,000 children in Nevada will benefit as their families receive between $250 and $300 per month per child. Nevada Congresswoman Susie Lee says she was proud to support the credit included in the American Rescue Plan.
This is money that doesn't have strings attached. It can go to buying groceries, to helping you pay rent, to pay for child care. It is simply money in the pocket of hardworking families with children.
The credits are worth between $3,000 and $3,600 per family over the next 6 months. Half will be paid out monthly. The other half will show up on next year's income tax return. This is Suzanne Potter reporting.
Meanwhile, in South Dakota, officials in the field of pediatrics see long-term benefits for children with the tax credit payments. Eleanor Turner of the South Dakota chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics says it's not just about extra trips to Target.
If you couldn't get your child into the soccer club because it costs too much money, perhaps now you're able to do that, increase the health of your child.
She says the extra money might also make families less reluctant to seek health care for their child. Research also has shown financial stability can help a child improve their academic performance, thus boosting their earning potential as adults. Despite optimism about reducing poverty, the expansion is temporary. Federal policymakers face growing calls to make it permanent. Nearly 200,000 South Dakota families are expected to benefit from the expanded tax credit. This is PNS. Advocates for clean air are calling on Pennsylvania's governor to strengthen a proposed regulation on methane emissions. Lily Bolke reports.
They say the Department of Environmental Protection has the opportunity to close the loophole for low-producing wells, which Patrice Tomchek with Moms Clean Air Force notes are responsible for more than half of 1 million tons of methane emitted by the oil and gas industry in Pennsylvania. She also supports eliminating a provision in the proposed rule that would allow oil and gas operators to reduce the frequency of inspections if previous inspections hadn't found any leaks. She notes large uncontrolled leaks can happen at any time.
When there's a methane rule that is very protective, very comprehensive, it will cut the methane pollution, and it will also help to rein in those very toxic other pollutants that can impact health.
Tomchek sends her children to school in Myers, Pennsylvania, which is near multiple gas wells and pipelines. She points to studies that show the people who are located closest to oil and gas operations are at highest risk of health impacts, from respiratory issues to certain cancers. I'm Lily Bolke reporting.
Turning to money and politics, a new Common Cause report shows that last year more than $18 million was invested in lobbying efforts in Nebraska. By comparison, in 2000, just over $3 million was spent lobbying. The group's Jack Gold says that level of spending to influence public policy can have an erosive impact on the democratic system. He's especially worried about senators who lean on lobbying firms to finance their election campaigns.
We feel that the lobby should operate on the same level playing field as the public, which means that they shouldn't be involved in campaign finance. We find the lobby making direct payments from lobbying firms, and we find them hosting fundraisers for candidates.
Lobbyists have enjoyed few limits in Nebraska and nationwide. After the U.S. Supreme Court's 2010 ruling that money was a form of protected speech in its landmark Citizens United decision. In the Pacific Northwest, an unprecedented heat wave in Washington state has underscored the importance of staying safe when it's hot out. Eric Tegetthoff has more.
Places such as Seattle reached record highs in late June, with 2 months of summer still to go. Dr. Scott Itano, a family medical physician with Kaiser Permanente in Seattle, has a few tips for beating the heat.
First off, I think prevention is probably the best thing. If you don't have to go outside in the heat, then try to stay indoors in a cool environment. Also, drink extra water. You're going to be losing more water, getting more dehydrated.
He says people also should be mindful of the signs of heat exhaustion, nausea, dizziness, cramps, or a headache. For Public News Service, I'm Eric Tegetthoff.
This is Mike Moen for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Heard on radio stations big and small. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.